a Greek soldier named Angidaus, coming home from the Persian War, found his wife was 3 months pregnant, but he had been gone for 4. He could have accused his neighbors, but that would have been of no use. So instead he embarked on a solemn quest to find and punch out Zeus. So hoist a libation to Angidaus. He's going to find and punch Zeus in the face. Probably won't have long life, but Zeus boinked his wife, who he's certain was faithful and chaste. Angidaus encountered another man, whose wife was knocked up by a swan. They decided to join forces, for 2/5 were better than 1. 2 villages over, they met a young woman whose child was a minotaur, plus 2 muses, 4 centaurs, 12 nymphs, and a seamstress who's secretly Hera, we're sure. So hoist a libation to Angidaus. He's going to find and punch Zeus in the face. There are too many strays around Sparta these days, and to one god they all can be traced. Sunbeams, livestock, eagles and ducks, Zeus turns into all kinds of things when he fucks. The visage of husbands, a shower of gold. How many men will this god whore cuckold? The number of women he had was obscene. His half-divine offspring were clues where he'd been. Mammalian, avian, some serpentine, all with daddy issues like you've never seen. By the time they reached Mount Olympus, their numbers were right out of yore. Monsters and demigods, outraged young women, all looking to settle a score. Zeus threw down some thunder and lightning, and some of them hid or vamoosed. Angidaus, he gritted his teeth and he climbed, till he finally stared down Zeus. Zeus laughed at the puny mortal, saying, "Here ends your worthless life." But he turned at a tap on his shoulder, and got nailed in the nads by his wife. Hera snarled, "All these years I was angry at your victims, that's my own disgrace. But starting right now you will pay for your sins." And Angidaus punched Zeus in the face. So hoist a libation to this mythic crew. Angidaus punched Zeus, and the others did too. Being horny and male grants no license to tail. Even gods, if they're toxic, can be kicked in the coccyx. Don't lie or provoke her, keep your dick in your toga. There's enough God's gifts to women without you.